I'm so grateful tonight for the early workers who endured to give us their inspired writings that help us with our work today. I'm also so grateful for the freedom God has given His church here to lead us to the readings available for our increasing spiritual growth. I read something from Bicknell Young's article on electricity. I've never seen this article before, but I know that it's now available in our church. And it said something that is so powerful to me. I read parts of it. It said that the uncovering and upheaval of so-called evil thought in the world is only evidence of what divine science is doing to bring these claims to the surface. Then, do we need to stand aghast and wonder what is going to happen next? The unfoldment of truth and love, which has brought these evil suggestions to the surface, will melt them away if you and I are faithful to our unfoldment, to deny these aggressive suggestions until their powerlessness is recognized in our spiritual discernment of the irresistible Christ power in the one infinite God power, the power of our scientific denials and spiritual discernment. I am so grateful for this because I find it very helpful, since it is saying to me that the same power that is uncovering all that is wrong is the same power that can bring healing to us all. It means I cannot forget nor be fearful in challenging error to see the powerlessness and nothingness of every form of evil, be it discord in the family, financial challenges, sickness of any kind, pain or grief, frustrations and temptations. It means I can do my part with the confidence that God is the only power and nothing is impossible to Him. Thank God. Thank you, Mrs. Eddy. Thank everybody for all the testimonies, the beautiful readings, the hymns, and the togetherness in God's love.